this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Vince Freeman, welcome to Music Stories. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, Tony.
Okay, really good audio quality talking to your computer there, we were saying earlier. That's fantastic. Now, you've got a new single out, which we'll talk about in a minute, called Blame Myself.
That's right.
And a new album as well. We'll talk about that, of course, in a moment. But I need to dig a little bit into your personal history.
Okay.
And just ask very simply, how did you get into music and how did it all happen for you?
How did I get into music? I was given a guitar for Christmas. I was 21, yeah. And up until that point, all that I'd ever done in terms of music was, walk to school, making up my own songs in my head and singing to myself. I didn't know how much I needed music, I think, really, until I got given that guitar. It was broken, busted up. It was more of a stocking filler than anything else. And I think, yeah, that's how I got into music. I was very frustrated and angry as a young man, and it was really strange. I wrote, probably in the first 6 months, I probably wrote about 60 really terrible songs, but it was an outlet for me. It was a way of being able to express myself. I didn't play them to anybody. I think I played a few to my dad, but I didn't play them to anybody, but it was a way of me kind of just getting stuff out that, that I was, up until that point, bottling up.
That's
how I got into it.
Do you think some of those you may release or alter and release in the future? Do you think? There might be a whole load of talent there waiting.
I keep everything. So I've still got most of the old recordings. I've still got I used to have a little thing called a four track. I think most people would still know what that is, but if you don't, it was basically a tape recorder that allowed you to, to record separate tracks. And, I've still got all those tapes, and I think about a year ago, I listened to a couple of them. I'm like, yeah, they can stay up in the loft.
You're not worried about digitizing them then if the tapes suffer in the future?
No, I mean, a lot of it I have done for posterity's sake.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking at your CV or your resume, and it says here that you've won 2 UK Independent Awards.
Yes.
Which is amazing. You've appeared on the BBC's The Voice.
Correct.
As a competitor.
Yes. Yeah.
And what was it? I don't watch it. How did he get on?
So I got through to the battle round. So I was in one of the teams. So I was on Team Danny. Overall, it was an amazing experience. I think the best part of the whole experience was the stuff that went on behind the scenes, working with, world-class musicians, being given advice by, world-class vocal coaches. And, I met some great friends on the show that I'm still in touch with now.
That's really good. And does that include Tom Jones?
I met Tom, but I wasn't on his team.
No.
Having said that, I will tell you this, he's the only... I've met quite a lot of... what you would call, famous people, celebrities. He's the only person that I've ever met where in his presence, I felt like I needed to stand back. he's just got this gigantic persona, yeah. And it's something that you don't really see when you see him on the TV, but when I met him, shook his hand, I was like, whoa, it really was, quite something to meet that guy.
Amazing. Yeah. Tell me about your accident, because you suffered with back injuries, didn't you? What happened there?
Yeah, crikey, yeah. So sort of feel like I lost like 10 years in terms of my career. Essentially, it wasn't one thing in particular that happened. I just had increasing back pain over a number of years. And then one morning I woke up and I was just in so much pain. Like, it was, excruciating. I told my wife to sort of call the ambulance, and I remember the paramedic kind of going, "Do you think you can try and go to the loo?" And that's because there is a condition that happens sometimes. If you can't go to the loo and you've damaged your back, then that can be an indication of a much more serious thing that can end up with you paralyzed. So, like a typical man who was born in the late 70s, I just went, "Yeah, of course I can do that." and got up, and immediately my leg turned off, stopped working, and I face planted straight on the floor. Paramedic went, "So what's going on? Can you feel that?" I was like, "Nope." So then I was strapped to a gurney and carted off to hospital. I was on like sort of paralysis watch, where a nurse would come in every 10 minutes and wiggle my toes. For a couple of days, "Can you feel that, Mr. Freeman?" So I ended up with, I had a double discectomy. So I had two quite badly prolapsed discs. I also had compression on my spine, which meant that they did a laminectomy, which means they take a little piece of bone out of the base of your spine to alleviate the compression. And I was also told I've got like this osteodegenerative condition in the bottom two vertebrae, which basically means that there's no bone density in those vertebrae, which it's not great. I had like probably about six years of just a good day would be waking up at a pain of about 5, and that would be with, morphine, amitriptyline, gabapentin, blah, blah, blah. And it would just, it was just constant and quite, it doesn't let up, but it's given me a real understanding as to what, when people use the word chronic, chronic illness, chronic pain, it's given me a real understanding of that. Mm. It is hard,
It's, okay, two questions on that, and then we move on.
Okay.
Are you better now?
Yes.
And did it influence your writing of music while you were suffering? Sounds a bit odd, but, sometimes people going through trauma or breakup or something like that, it causes them to write.
I think when it was all happening, I was just basically gritting my teeth over a very extended period of time. Mm. So I kind of, it wasn't like I was ignoring the problem, but I don't feel like I was, I think mentally I was like, I'm not going to write about this. I'm not going to, but what I will say is that it definitely has influenced how I am and how I write and what I write about now,
right,
and subsequently the album.
Because of the experience, yeah. So tell me about the single then, Blame Myself. Was that one of those that came out of your hospitalisation?
Do you know what? I mean, like I said, I think the hospitalisation and the chronic pain, that just because I don't have it now, it's given me an opportunity to kind of look at my life and kind of go, I am so thankful that I'm here. I feel like I'm 20 years younger because, relatively speaking, I kind of am, but Blame Myself is literally just about the fact that all the choices anybody makes in their lives, good or bad, just all they do is just lead you to where you are right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I think that all too often, including myself, you know, people can be guilty of kind of going, oh God, I wish I didn't do that. You know, if I had just done this, you know, maybe things would be better. And actually, do you know what? So the blame myself is about kind of owning the decisions that you make and then standing there and making the best lemonade that you can out of, you know, out of where you are right now.
Well, I think that follows with everything. I think I truly believe that, you know, I mean, you know, I'm going to write a book one day about all my experiences, but it would be a pretty thick book. but to get to where I am now, that's what's made me who I am now, you know, so I fully appreciate what you're saying. Okay, I think we should have a little listen to it, shall we?
Yeah,
go
love
on
to.
Here we go.
What I thought I wanted was fool's gold. I was sold, I thought I had it all, and the choices were mine. Now I can't untake, I can't remake, can't take back the words I thought I'd never say. I count the cost, and the cost is mine.
I love that, Vince. That is superb. I'm listening to it in my studio headphones, which are very wide-ranging monitors, and I'm loving the bass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the recording and producing of the album was just a joy because I got to, you know, exercise every single whim, you know, creative like idea. That I've ever possibly had, you know. And with Blame Myself, it's funny that you picked up on the bass, because it was really important to me that the bass was kind of like more like a kind of like, yeah, what?
Yeah. And it's, and it comes in, it's not in the first few bars, is it? It comes in later. Yeah, the bass.
Yeah. And I feel like most of the songs on the album have something that you can, you know, grab hold of. It's, you know, when that track came back mastered, I was like, yeah, okay. It, you know.
Are you pleased with it?
Yeah, well, actually, Blame was the one track on the album where we did something different, where we decided very quickly that the track should be based around a loop. So we spent a lot of time creating this like really strident beat and like a groove. And that's the central part of this song. We basically spent about 2 days just on that, and about 3/4 of a day on recording everything else, including the vocals.
Wow, amazing.
You know. I love it.
Now, your previous album, Sun is Shining, is that right? It says here it had 50 million streams.
Yeah, so
amazing. That,
it wasn't my album. It was, so there's an act called Lost Frequencies. They're a Belgium-based, you know, dance EDM act. They're very, very big now. I got a call from a producer in this country who said, Vince, I've got this song that I need a vocal on. And he goes, can I send it over? And I listened to it, and I was like, I rang him back and I was like, I have to do the vocal on this. You have to let me do it. The original song is Sun is Shining Down, and it's by an American artist called JJ Gray. And it just like the song just broke my heart. I was like, oh my God, it's amazing, you know. And I didn't know who it was going out being released with. And it was about a year or so after I'd recorded the vocal, I got a text from the guy who'd recorded me doing the vocal, and he went, "It's out," and a link to a YouTube video of Lost Frequencies headlining Tomorrowland in front of 100,000 people and announcing, "Yes, today we have some new music for you." And then it, like, and then my voice is like, you know, coming out, and I was like, what just happened? And that, I got a platinum disc for that, you know, and that's a bucket list, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's hope that Scars, Ghosts and Glory gets a similar number of downloads.
Well, you know,
that'd be good.
But, oh, it would be great. I mean, I've often said, you know, I don't really have any ambitions to be famous myself, but I'd love for the album to be famous.
You're very modest. That's great. And I love your voice. And they're right. It does sort of cut through. I can imagine that coming through. Very good. Do you have to do lots of vocal training? And answer this question as well, because I ask this quite frequently on Music Stories. Do you practice in the mirror holding a hairbrush, like for a microphone?
When I'm rehearsing, I do record myself.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that I stand in the mirror with a hairbrush. I don't own a hairbrush.
Okay.
I just put my hands through it.
He's got short hair, everybody. Doesn't need one.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the first part?
Do you have to do vocal training, you know, to get your voice sounding as good as it is?
Well, do you know what? There was a lady when I was about 25, I was doing about 300 shows a year. And every other week I was kind of almost losing my voice. And I was in London doing a showcase and finished my gig. And this woman with wild, like auburn hair and like skull necklaces came up to me. She went, "Darling, you need me," like that, and gave me a card and then literally just left. And I was like, "What just happened there?" And the lady's called Nikki Lamborn. She's in a band called Never the Bride. She's written for Shirley Bassey. She's performed with everybody, and she's trained. She's a vocal coach as well, and she's trained people like Robert Plant, you know, everyone. And so I went for five years. I went once a month because I couldn't afford anything more. Mm. I'd get in my beat up Ford Escort and travel down to London, and she'd make tapes for me, and it would be like, oh, 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 you know, all these kind of vocal scales. Exercises. Mm. And after 5 years, I can say I don't do vocal exercises every day, but it's because I did 5 years of doing it every day. Mm. So I kind of train the muscles in my diaphragm.
Yeah, exactly.
So the more you do it,
the more easier it is. Yeah,
I
agree. Yeah, it's the same for us old DJs, you know. Finally, what advice would you give to somebody listening to this listening to your music and thinks, "Wow, I'd love to do that. I want to get into the music industry"? What general piece of advice could you give somebody?
Oh. Don't do it.
Okay.
No, I mean, do you know what? I think the most important thing is to, I could be without music, but I don't want to be. And I think if somebody is, you know, in love with music, I adore music. It's the greatest puzzle that I'll never solve. And I think if somebody's going into the music industry or any career or anything, with that mindset, then I think you stand a good chance of being fairly happy. Yeah. Because, you know, I'll always do music. It's something I absolutely love doing, you know, and it means that regardless of, you know, success or failure or anything like that, I'm still happy in doing that.
That's
so
good.
I guess that's probably what I would say.
Very good advice, I would say. Vince Freeman, thank you very much for talking to me on Music Stories.
Thank you.
Your single Blame Myself is available right now. Your album's coming out in a few days' time, so by the time people listen to this, it'll be out. It's called Scars, Ghosts and Glory. out on March the 22nd, 2024. We have to say that because people will listen to this in 10 years' time and get excited and then, oh, there's a fresher one. And, and all your information is on your website, which is vincefreeman.com. We'll put that link in with the text that goes with this episode as well. Thanks again for talking to me. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.